Good morning, Friday. Hope all is well at your end. Well, just a gentle reminder that it is the fifth day of lockdown for Kashmiris. The streets in Srinagar are desolate. Authorities have imposed Section 144 of the Criminal Procedure Code, prohibiting the assembly of four or more people. That is normalcy in peace. The restrictions are sterner than a curfew. Some updates collected from Indian news sites. While in Srinagar, street fights were witnessed in a few areas. Stone pelting took place in the city's uptown Rambagh locality on Monday evening at the hour of change of deployment of government troopers. While a teenager died when, according to locals, forces pursued a group of boys, one of them jumped into the river Jhelum to get away. He drowned. Amid the lockdown, Srinagar is also facing a municipal crisis with public garbage bins spilling and spots littered with waste. At many places, carcasses of dogs were strewn about as municipal workers were unable to move around due to restrictions. Patients in need of emergency medical aid were finding it difficult to reach hospitals as they strived to convince the troopers to let them through. Many complained that they were running out of stored essentials. People are facing a shortage of milk, fresh vegetables, baby food and medicines. While due to the communication blockade and restriction of movement, rural Kashmir remains cut off from Srinagar. Not much is known about how villages have responded to the big news. Some are not aware at all, as newspaper delivery has become difficult. But all is well. Modi ji has spoken to the nation. Yesterday at 8 p.m, Prime Minister Modi took to television to address the nation. Of course, it seemed like he was addressing Kashmiris. But truth be told, the real audience was the rest of India, who have now completely rationalized the authoritarian move. But there he was, making promises to Kashmiris which he will surely follow through on, like Vikas, Beti Bachao, Make in India, Swachh Bharat and many for successful schemes. If scheming had a Nobel Prize equivalent, Modi ji or Amit Shah would definitely be its key contender, but definitely not Rajnath Kadininda Singh, now Defence Minister and Advani in making, who tried to at least get a little credit for the division to J&K. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday suggested that the groundwork for revoking constitutional provisions according special status to Jammu and Kashmir was initiated during the previous government, and asserted that the armed forces are fully prepared to deal with any security challenge on the Western Front. But coming back to Prime Minister Modi's address to India about Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi justified the withdrawal of the special status granted to J&K through Article 370 and said that the move will liberate the people of the region and bring them closer to the rest of the country. He also assured the people of the region that the situation will normalize soon and hinted at the possibility of J&K regaining statehood under more conducive conditions. A new age has dawned on Jammu and Kashmir, he declared. Well, as for Friday prayers and the Eid prayers, well, Prime Minister has promised to do something about it, but prayers can be dangerous. So let's see what happens there. And moving from Prime Minister Modi raining promises to Kashmiris to rains that are creating havoc across Kerala, Maharashtra and Karnataka. Before we give you the latest updates on that, Mahabaleshwar has received an average of around 250 mm of rainfall every day over the last 8 days, putting it in the running for the record of the wettest place on earth. Mosinaram in Meghalaya's Cherrapunji is considered to be the wettest place on earth. Cherrapunji has held the record as the wettest land-based location on earth, but Mahabaleshwar might just beat it. And now, the flood updates. Well, flight operations at Cochin International Airport have been suspended till 3 p.m. on Sunday as floodwaters inundated the apron area, which is the parking area. Kerala State Disaster Management Authority evacuated about 22,000 people and moved them to 315 camps across the state in view of the heavy rains. Meanwhile, the Vijayan government has declared a holiday for schools across the state. Statues of animals were washed away to the sea because of heavy rains in Andhra Pradesh, and at least 9 people drowned and 4 went missing after a boat engaged in rescue work overturned near Brahmanal village in Palos Tehsil of Sangli in Maharashtra. Meanwhile, the JDS on Thursday hit out at the BJP government in Karnataka on the issue of tackling the flood situation, alleging it could not deploy helicopters to evacuate affected people, but had arranged special planes to ferry rebel MLAs to Mumbai. Those who arranged the stay of rebel MLAs in the five-star hotel in Mumbai could not set up even the rice starch centers for the poor people. The party led by former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda led. Do you get sadistic pleasure by seeing lakhs of people in distress? Is this why you toppled a perfectly functioning government? To see people suffer? Shame on you, is what the JDS said. And while we are speaking of shame, continuing its arguments to frame charges against expelled UP BJP MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar, the CBI yesterday told a Delhi court that the accused, along with his brother, even assaulted the father of the minor he had raped. Narrating the family's ordeal, the CBI told the district judge Dharmesh Sharma that the MLA and his accomplices colluded with local police to frame the rape victim's father of possessing a country-made pistol and four live cartridges. But no engineering fault was also detected on the stretch of road at Raibareli's Guru Baksh Ganj area where the Unnao rape victim survivor's car crash had occurred. The Central Road Research Institute probe report submitted to CBI has revealed, which was exclusively shared with the Times of India. And before we head to international news, a bit about Vaiko and his latest crowdfunding idea. The MDMK on Thursday also appealed to its cadres not to felicitate the leader with shawl and instead provide funds to the party, but the cash crunch is hanging so bad that those desiring to click photographs and selfies with Vaiko, who's a Rajya Sabha member, will now be asked to remit a minimum donation of rupees 100 to the party. And on to international news, where Matteo Salvini, leader of Italy's League Party, has called for a snap election, saying differences with coalition partners cannot be mended. And a bit about climate change, the climate crisis could be making transatlantic flights more bumpy, according to research into the impact of global heating on the jet stream. Well, the latest study by Professor Paul Williams of the University of Reading, the lead author of the research, looked at the change in wind speed with height, known as vertical shear, which means the higher you go, the windier it gets. According to his findings, large changes in wind speeds with height can result in a breakdown or disruption of layers of air. The amount of severe turbulence in the atmosphere could double or triple by the period 2050 to 2080. Well, we are staring into a bumpy future, no doubt about that. That is pretty much all I have for you for today and this week. If there was one highlight that I missed, it was of course the green shirt guy, the internet's new poster boy, for laughing at Trump supporters who were donning their Make America Great Again hats and advocating for the departure of illegal immigrants. Well, Alex Kack, the green shirt guy, did what ought to be done with every bigot on earth. Laugh your head off to their face. The footage is now a meme. And have a wonderful weekend ahead. And if you get a moment, think about those Kashmiris who are jailed in their own homes. Until Monday, goodbye from TakeApart.in.